Perhaps the most useful controllability test is the so-called PBH test. Now, most of the time, this kind of tests are used to improve and so on. They're not necessarily for calculations, but they nevertheless plays a very important role in many proofs of other theoretical results. And the test can be done fairly easily by just looking at the rank of a matrix. First of all, there are a couple of conditions that we have been stating have tier 2. One of them is, well, look at an A minus lambda B matrix and then check if this matrix is full row rank for all lambda in the complex plane. Now, since A minus lambda I is going to be singular only when lambda is argument of A, so actually we don't need to check all the points in the complex plane. All we need to check lambda is those lambda of the arguments of A. So if A minus lambda I B does not has full row rank for all arguments of A, then it has full row rank for all complex numbers. So from this point on, we can actually derive the second result. It says that, well, if you look at just the eigenvalues, then it says that, well, the system is controllable if and only if for all eigenvalues and eigenvectors, okay, let's say x and lambda, then the eigenvectors is not going to be orthogonal to the B matrix. That is, x transpose B is not equal to 0. Now, it has to be a little more careful here. Okay, it says that it has to be true for all eigenvalues and eigenvectors, not for just some eigenvectors, not zero, that's it. You have to be able to test that it's true for all eigenvalues and all eigenvectors. And we're going to show later on that for some case, actually, it may lead to wrong answers if you're not very careful. Especially when a lambda has repeated eigenvalues, then you have to be very, very careful.